What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And to kick things off today, I've got a question for you, and that's, what is your superpower? That's right. What is your superpower? So I recently came across a podcast with Noah Kagan where he talks about this idea that he believes everybody has a superpower. And he talked about his superpower as an entrepreneur. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. And I am going to share my own superpower. So if you want to listen to that and hear a few stories about it, then keep listening. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, like I've talked about on the podcast, one of the ways that I get inspiration for topics for this podcast is just by listening to other podcasts and then just picking up on things that are really resonating with me. And so recently I was working out and I listened to a podcast, and it was the Bear Performance podcast where Nick Bear was interviewing Noah Kagan. And Noah Kagan, if you're not familiar, he is like a serial entrepreneur, and he's got a really interesting story. So he was actually the 30th employee at Facebook back in, I think it was like 2005 or 2006. And he worked there for about a year. And then a few months before a big investment round, he actually got fired. And he got fired. And unfortunately, his like stock options, if he were to still be with the company, I think they were valued at like now, like over $1 billion. And so if you can imagine like being, you know, there in the trenches at a startup that's exploding, and then being fired, that resulted in him having like a really hard, dark period. And he fell into kind of a depression and fell into a funk. And eventually he kind of started to put back, pick together the pieces. And he joined a different company, Mint.com. And he was the fourth employee there. Again, super explosive growth. And eventually he left that company to start his own business. And since then he's started over, I think it's like 20 or 30 different businesses. Some of them have been successful, some of them have failed, but he is just like lives, eats, and breathes entrepreneurship. And in that podcast, they were talking about the idea of a superpower. And Noah Kagan has talked about this on his podcast and other podcasts. And he shares this quote where he believes that everybody in the world has a superpower. And he likes to ask people, like, what is your superpower? So, and Noah, when asked the question of what's your superpower, he said that he just starts. And as an entrepreneur, that is like one of the most powerful things, right? When you think about just being able to just start something, come up with an idea and just start and launch your business, you know, in a weekend and put up a landing page and run some ads or talk to people and try and, you know, start a business. And he's done different challenges to kind of help him take action quickly, to where he gives himself 48 hours to make like $100 or $300 from a business idea. And he just uses that as a mental constraint to start, and then to try and see if he's solving a problem that people are interested in being solved. And so he talked about how his superpower was just starting. And when I was listening to that episode and listening to that podcast, I just started thinking about, well, if that's his superpower, like, I wonder what mine is. And as I really started to think about my own superpower, I started to come up with a few potential things. But as I really thought about it, I realized that my own superpower is that I'm consistent. And when I kind of came up with that one, I kind of thought, I wish I had something a little bit sexier, to be honest. But I think that being consistent is really just something that is important to me. And it's something that I've demonstrated in all of these different areas of my life. And so as I was thinking about it, I started to list out all of the ways that I'm consistent and how that has helped me. And what I hope to do with this episode is just talk about my own superpowers so that you can start to think about how you can identify yours. And I just really want you to think about what is your superpower. And so for me, with consistency, I realized that is something that impacts all of the different areas of my life. And the first where I feel like I've demonstrated that and I've kind of learned consistency is through endurance events. And, you know, I've trained 5 to 6 days a week and had Mondays off for probably like the past like 8 years, ever since I started getting into triathlons. I signed up for that initial race. I started training for it, and I basically just haven't stopped for 8 years. And when you do that, you really do build incredible endurance, which has helped me complete these events. But I've basically built that habit and have mastered the habit of just showing up and being consistent. And so, you know, being able to do one Ironman, 5 different half Ironman events, doing the Everesting 29029 event, doing 50Ks, 25Ks, and 50-mile races, and being able to do the Goggins Challenge, running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours straight, all of that is because of the consistent effort that I've put in over these past 8 years. So that's one way that I've realized that I'm consistent. Another way is with the podcast. I now have over 430 podcast episodes, and I'm basically had the podcast for about a year and a half. Now, there's 2.7 or 2.8 million podcasts out there. And I think I had heard that the most podcasts don't even get to more than 6 episodes. And then of the ones that get past 6, there's this high percentage, I don't even know exactly what it is, that never get past 11. And, you know, by doing the podcast challenge of doing a podcast every single day for a year, I just blew everything else out of the water by being consistent. And since then, doing podcasts Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm now up to 430 podcasts. So I realize that consistency is something that I'm doing with the podcast. Now, other areas where I've kind of just in my life where I realize that consistency is helping me is just with my morning routine. I write in my gratitude journal every single day, and I use the 5-minute journal. I've talked about this, but I just list out 3 things that I'm grateful for, 3 things that would make today great, and then I write out a simple affirmation. That's something that I do basically every single day. And another thing is meditation. I've basically meditated pretty consistently over the past 3 years. And I've done that almost every day. And so that's just another thing. Another small area is just with my weekly review. I spend about 15 to 20 minutes, and I just go through my week and I list out kind of 10 different areas in my life. And I rate myself on a scale of 0 to 10, like, how did I do? And that's just something to help me kind of check in with myself, reset, and make sure that I'm living my values. So that's one thing. Another big area is just, you know, in my relationship with my wife, Emily, we have a very kind of consistent habits, and it's something that I think has helped us, you know, build our relationship. We're going to be celebrating our 5-year wedding anniversary in June. And just simple things like talking every night before we go to bed, going for daily walks as a family after dinner. I have a reminder on Thursday nights to that asked me this question. It's just an alarm that goes off on my phone and it says, when was the last time that you did something nice for Emily? So that's just a consistent habit, a consistent reminder. We also have a meeting that shows up on our calendar every 3 months to look at our relationship and talk about what's going well, what's not going well, and plan out the upcoming quarter, plan out any trips that we want to take, any fun experiences that we want to take. So again, that's just consistent. And it's something that has helped us build our relationship over the past 5 years. Another area where I realize consistency has helped is just with my faith. I go to church every single Sunday. I have the Bible app. I just get notifications every morning at 7:45, where I just get a little quote from the Bible every single day. And that, you know, helps me grow in my faith and grow closer to God. And then just in the final section with my finances, I've been consistently saving ever since I graduated from college. And that has helped, you know, helped me kind of set myself up for the future. And so, you know, as I started to think about, well, what is my superpower? And I started to think about all of these different areas of my life, like I realized how important consistency is to me and how I am really living that out. And now I don't share all those things to brag. I just wanted to share that process to help you kind of think about what is your superpower. And as you're looking at all the different areas of your life, you know, what are, like, how does your superpower show up in those different areas? Because after looking at all of these different areas, I realized like consistency is just what I do. It's who I am. I'm the type of person that kind of shows up every single day in all of these different areas. And, you know, again, I shared this process to kind of help you start to think about what is your superpower. So as I bring it back to you, I want to ask you this question. What is your superpower? And if you're thinking about what your superpower is, I want you to just look at all the different areas of your life. Think about, you know, what is the key to you being successful in those different areas? And if you can't come up with the answer yourself, reach out to me. I would love to get to know you and kind of help you figure out what is your superpower. But you can also just ask your friends or your family and just ask them, hey, like, what's something that I'm good at? What's something that you feel like is my superpower? And they're going to rattle off 3 to 5 things, and you're probably going to start to see some patterns. And, you know, this is just a good exercise to help you understand what your superpower is so that when you're facing any type of challenge, when you're going after any goal, you can make sure that you're exercising that superpower. So again, the thought is everybody has a superpower, and it's just really up to you to discover what that is for you. So that is what I have for today. If you found any sort of value in today's episode, go ahead and leave a 5-star review. It would make me so happy, and it would help this podcast grow, because it's really just me. There's no big team behind this. It's really just me recording, sharing these episodes, and, you know, really just kind of sharing what I'm learning, sharing what I'm thinking about to help you become the best version of yourself. And one way you can help me is by leaving a review to help this podcast grow. So that is what I have for today. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.